No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking trademarks today, one of Jeff O'Brien's areas of specialty. And we'll start off by talking about, first of all, what the definition of a trademark is. We'll go into registering trademarks, benefits of trademarks, how to register one, and then the use of an attorney and the benefits of an attorney in getting a trademark registered. So, first of all, Jeff, let's talk about what is a trademark?
First of all, Kevin, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about this. A trademark is any individual or combination of words, phrases, symbols, or designs that identifies or distinguishes the source of goods of one party from the goods of another. And trademarks relate to goods. Service marks relate to services. So some examples of trademarks, the golden arches of McDonald's. You see the golden arches driving along the freeway, and you immediately recognize there's a McDonald's where underneath where those arches are. That's an example of a trademark. NBC with their peacock, you know, that they've used for many years. That logo, that's a registered trademark that when you see that colorful peacock or hear their chimes, you identify with NBC. So those are examples of trademarks, and again, it identifies goods or services and distinguishes them from those of another party.
Okay. So what actually constitutes a registered trademark, and what are some of the ways that you can secure a trademark or identification for your organization?
Well, the key is if you look at like a name or that someone is claiming as a trademark, you might see a TM or an SM, which is they claim it as a trademark or a service mark, but they not necessarily have registered it. When you see that R with the circle around it, that's indicating that the party has registered the trademark. The way trademarks are registered most often is with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. You file an application for registration, you pay a filing fee, you have to select a class of goods or services where you're filing the trademark, and then you file that, and then it's looked at by the office, and they have examining attorneys, and either will approve it and move it on for, give a notice of publication, it gives others a chance to register their opposition to the mark being published and being issued, and after that time the mark is issued. The other thing that can happen is the examining attorney has some issues with the application, and then they come back with what's called an office action, where the applicant or their attorney has to respond to whatever the issues that are raised in the office action. We'd prefer to not go that route. We like to have, you know, nice and clean and very cost effective. But that's the process, is you file it with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay. So some of the benefits of a trademark should be obvious because it protects what you're doing, but outside of what people already understand, give us an overview of benefit of having things trademarked.
Well, the benefit is, like I said, the benefit is to protect your brand. Trademarks go hand in hand with your marketing strategy for your business. If you're selling widgets, you want to make sure that, you know, you can distinguish your widgets from company XYZ's widgets. So you go out and you file a trademark. You may have a distinctive name. It has to be distinctive. You can't file a trademark on something that's descriptive. So, give an example. I mean, you know, I work with a lot of breweries. Saying that a pale ale, that's descriptive. You can't get a trademark for that. But to pick out a name, say, you know, out of this world pale ale. Well, yeah, out of this world might be trademarkable. You know, you see some of these names like Furious or Farm Girl or Saga. Some of these beer names. Those aren't describing what the beer is. That's a name that they've chosen. That's just an example of an industry where you can pick a distinctive name and file a trademark to prevent competitors from using something same or similar. Because the idea behind trademarks is once you protect it, you know, you don't want to have confusion in the marketplace. So if someone is using a substantially similar mark, by having a registered trademark, you have some legal rights to get them to stop using it.
That kind of leads us into benefits of trademarking or having a registered trademark as well, because I would think that anybody who's considering the possibility of making something along those lines, if they know that you have a registered trademark, they understand that there can be some legal ramifications and can help discourage them from using that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we do, and this is jumping a little bit ahead into the value of using an attorney, but when we file trademarks on behalf of clients here, the first thing we do is go to the Patent and Trademark Office trademark database and search the name that our client is proposing to use to see what comes up. And if something comes up that's like right on point or similar, then we might say, hey, you know, you might want to think of a different name for your product or your business because you've got something that's already registered out there. If there's not that, then we go out and we pay for a professional search. There's a number of companies out there that do them. And we get this, you know, packet of stuff that's about this big sometimes. And we go through and we issue an opinion to the client as to whether or not we think that they can secure their trademark if there's any issues out there. And then we, based on that, then we file. So there's by having the mark, you put the world on notice that you're claiming that you have that trademark. And yes, someone doing their homework will go out and look first before they go doing anything to verify whether or not someone is already using that name in the industry that they're going into. The other benefit of having it registered, you know, there's common law trademark law where, you know, and you obtain trademark rights just by using a mark. But what registration gets you is in case someone is using a same or similar mark and causing, you know, confusion amongst consumers to your detriment, you can commence a legal action in federal court. And you can possibly get an injunction, you can possibly get money damages, you can possibly get attorney's fees if you were the first to be using it and you took the extra step of getting it registered. Now you have some pretty strong enforcement rights under federal law, because trademark law, there's some, you know, common law trademarks, there's some state trademark stuff, but mainly we're talking about the Lanham Act, which is the federal trademark law. That's where a lot of the enforcement provisions come in, and that's the benefits of registering a trademark.
So can you walk us through what the common steps would be for registering a trademark?
Someone comes to us and says, I want to trademark this name. So we go and we're going to look at the Patent Trademark Office trademark search database. There's an online electronic search database, and we'll put the name in there, and we'll get and it'll generate a result when you hit, you know, submit query. And you'll see what marks are close to it. And they'll say whether or not they're still a live mark or a dead mark. Because a lot of people file stuff and they may abandon it. So it tells you whether or not there is a live trademark or a pending trademark out there. If that looks good, then we'll go ahead and pay for a professional search report. You know, it's a little booklet of stuff that comes. We'll review it, and then we issue our client an opinion letter as to is it. Can we go forward with registering the trademark? Client then looks at that, gives us the okay, we fill out the application form, submit that with the filing fee. Filing fee depends on whether or not you're going to be an intent to use versus actually use. That depends, that, you know, intent to use meaning you haven't used it yet in commerce, actually use meaning you're already using it. Okay?
Sure.
And then you file it, and if we've done everything up to that point and done searches and cleared it, we should be getting, you know, within a matter of time, short period of time, getting a notification that the mark is approved for publication. And then this is, like I said, there's an opposition period. Others can come forward and contest the issuance of the mark. And hearing nothing, the Trademark Office sends out this little certificate of registration with a little gold embossed seal and says, you know, congratulations, you have a trademark. And the cool thing about trademarks, when you're talking about, you know, other types of intellectual property like copyrights or patents, trademarks versus patents is trademarks are of perpetual duration. Patents expire after 20 years. Copyright's a little bit different. We're talking about, you know, works of, you know, original works of authorship. Trademarks, you're talking about protecting goods, or, you know, a brand, goods or services. So that's the difference. That's the benefit of them. Pretty straightforward to protect And for someone who's spent a lot of money promoting their brand and investing in getting in brand awareness, trademarks can be a very valuable tool in protecting your brand.
Well, Jeff, thanks for all the outline here on trademarks. One of the huge benefits that everybody should consider in terms of using an attorney to register a trademark is that you have an attorney on the other end at the patent office or the trademark office who's evaluating this as well and can help make that process go much easier. If you have questions specifically on trademarks for Jeff O'Brien, you can reach him at his office, 612-336-9317. Again, 612-336-9317. Thanks, Jeff, for being on the Business Forum Show with us today.
Thanks, Kevin.
TBFS Radio. The Business Forum Show, broadcasting live around the world with hosts Kevin Hunter and David Ford. What makes the Business Forum Show so unique? We aren't reporting business news or talking about what happened in the stock market today. Our cast has been in and out of thousands of different companies, and we understand both domestic and international markets. Regardless of what your business model is, it's likely we've seen it employed in countless other businesses and understand both the strengths and weaknesses of your plan. Become a Business Forum Show guest today. Call our studios at 763-267-7260. Again, 763-267-7260. Or go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com. Again, the website, thebusinessforumshow.com. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. HydaGrip.com. What's HydaGrip, you ask? Here's Don Dorsch, creator and founder of HydaGrip.
HydaGrip is self-adhesive clear silicone strips applied to the underside of any strap where it normally lands on your shoulder. The HydaGrip strips grip onto any dry surface. Not only are they strong and tear-resistant, they are incredibly flexible and conform to your shoulder, yet sturdy enough for everyday use. HydaGrip won't damage your bag or clothing and is hypoallergenic. Add HydaGrip to your bag and it will stay on your shoulder. No more slipping, sliding, or adjusting. HydaGrip works on purses, messenger bags, baby bags, gym bags, backpacks, etc. Whether you carry a designer bag or a department store bag, they all slide down your arm. With HydaGrip, your bag will finally become hands-free. Now you will be able to shop and even reach for items with ease, knowing that your bag won't slide down your arm.
For more information, visit HydaGrip.com. Again, the website, HydaGrip.com. That's HydaGrip.com. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. When Bain & Company surveyed a number of businesses and asked how their clients would rate their service, the companies stated that 80% of their clients would rate them as superior. However, when the customers themselves were surveyed, only 8% of them gave these same businesses a superior rating. That's quite a gap, but it does serve to illustrate how little companies really know about what their customers are thinking. Can you afford to run your business without knowing what issues might be causing your customers to want to leave? Can you afford to be missing out on opportunities for growth simply because you aren't talking to your clients? Of course, the answer is no. So get started today talking to your clients. And if you're not sure how to put this together or construct it, give us a call at the Business Forum Show, 763-267-7260. Or look us up on the web, thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to hook you up with resources to help you get in touch with your clients today. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of Business Talk Radio, I get the opportunity to cross paths with some very unique owners. Scott Favilla, the owner of Computer Rangers, is a perfect example of this. He founded Computer Rangers in 2005 after working on computers for the previous 15 years. Since then, he's acquired numerous certifications to become the expert that he is today. But that's just the beginning of his story. You see, Scott is a disabled Army vet. He was deployed to the Middle East and sustained injuries that kept him hospitalized for 6 months. This didn't stop him from attending St. Cloud State University and later starting his own business. Scott Favilla isn't looking for sympathy. When he talks about Computer Rangers, he pridefully states that customer satisfaction is his number one goal, and he works tirelessly to earn his clients' business through the quality of service he believes they want and deserve. This is the attitude that has made him a successful business owner today. Scott Favilla. Find him online at computerrangers.net or call Scott today at 763-245-6042. No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story.